How did Rachel Boynton, the director, pitch the idea for the film to you?
Well, Rachel's very persuasive, and she just said that she was looking for an oil company working in Africa to see how it transpired and how we did what we did there.
What was it like to negotiate what was really this multi-billion-dollar deal while the cameras were rolling?
It was awkward at times, but we always had permission, obviously, from the government officials or from any of our other partners. And some people were comfortable with it and some weren't. But I think everybody realized it was a good story. It's a story that should be told. And so it all worked out.
One of the basic questions in the film is, if and when oil is found, how much should the host country, in this case Ghana, benefit? And how much should the outside company, who is really shouldering most of the risk in this mm-hmm. operation, how much should they benefit?
Well, a lot of it is there oil in a given country when you go there? And in this instance, in Ghana, there was none. And so we were able to negotiate a good contract because they were trying to attract people in. And the common logic was that there was no oil in Ghana. So they were actually very aggressive on their contract, as were we, because we perceived it to be highly risky. And it was, but it turned out great for everybody.
Jim Musselman, thanks for being here.
Okay, thanks for having me.